Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us. I'll give Joe the big intro after the radio. The big intro. Quickly, Joe, before we get into the NFL this hour, NBA in-season tournament group play going on right now. Washington and Charlotte, as we said, I mean, they are just flying through the number again. The live total is 246.5. It's 102.99 with about 9 minutes left to go. So we'll see if they can get over that. Sixers lead the Pistons by 6 right now early in the fourth quarter. Celtics are up 14 on the Nets. In Boston, T-Wolves up 2 on the Spurs. Grizzlies down 9 at home to the Jazz. Rockets up 10 on the Pelicans. They're just underway, Clippers and Mavs. And we have Thunder Kings and Lakers Suns, Joe. Of course, you're very invested in Durant tonight for that game. So that's what's cooking here, Joe, with the NBA.
That's it. Let's see what happens.
And we have two college football games about to start.
Yeah.
Or one's about to start. The other starts in about an hour and a half.
Jumping on the over in that North Texas game just to have it.
Just to keep you interested? Just to have a little gas on it?
Yeah, I mean, I will say this, Carver. I love both the college and the NFL board this week, so it's scary.
You see in the board well is what you're saying to me. You see the board well. Is that what we're trying to say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How about that? We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. What an intro, huh?
Yeah, well, we try.
How about that? Go for the two.
That's right. Go for the two. Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe.
You got. You know what you have? Honestly, you have Jack Buck pipes.
Nah, let's not go crazy.
Joe Buck. How about Joe Buck pipes?
Nah, Joe. That's not me.
Right, that's not you.
That's not me, Joe.
Joe Buck pipes. Can you say that 3 times in a row?
No.
Joe Buck pipes. Joe Buck pipes. Joe Buck pipes.
Wow, look at you. Look at you, Joe. All right, let's get into it here.
All right,
NFL week number 10, of course, got off to the start we all expected on Thursday night. What a snoozer that was, Joe. Jeez. That Bear-Panther game was tough.
Frank Reich is just...
What was that, like a 58, 59-yard field goal? I mean...
Camaro sucks,
In a windy Chicago night, you know?
That would have been the longest or tied for the longest field goal in the history of Soldier Field.
Yeah, that was...
And this guy, the brain surgeon, decides to roll out Eddie Pinheiro, who can't even hit a 49-yarder on a great day. And, I mean, really, he's got a squeaky wheel for a leg. and like that was your best option? You don't have enough confidence in Bryce Young? You can't just chuck it? Meanwhile, the third down call, why he calls that play? The guy on the outside was wide open. They were giving him 9 yards. Take that!
I wish he hit Hayden Hurst on that second down play. Remember the one where Hurst kind of was diving back forward?
Dove,
where if he catches that, Joe, I hit a big ticket if Hurst catches that. Oh, it would have been so good, Joe, if he would have hit that.
So good.
But unfortunately, Joe, it wasn't to be.
So. Well, that was my day. I hit the Panthers plus the 3.5, and I hit Bryce Young in game 174.5. I jumped in.
Wow, did you? Look at you.
Yeah, well, because I had him at 215.
You're always making moves, Joe.
I traded.
You stay ahead of the curve, you know. You don't ever listen to what people say about you. You're always right there.
Well, who says stuff about?
Some guys.
Some haters out there. Bobby C. Bobby C. I'm talking to you, guy.
Trucker Larry. He's not a hater. Trucker Larry's not a hater. He just likes messing with you.
No, he likes to rip. Bobby C. Oh, I'm gonna need a good laugh.
I know that you get fired up about this stuff. You read all the time.
I wanted to tell him every time I see a profile pic, I get a good laugh.
Yeah, that ain't right, Joe. He listens.
I'm joking.
He's a listener.
Oh, why? What's wrong with you? See, I'm just kidding too. Why can't I kid around?
So you told me before that you're seeing the board clear this week.
I feel good about a lot of totals I like, and the sides I feel really good about.
Okay. Now, I would say that usually we start the pick show here with the NFL with whatever we think is the biggest game on Sunday. I guess 49ers-Jags, Joe? Would you say that that's kind of the marquee game? You've got both teams coming off a bye. The Niners 5-3. They've lost 3 in a row. The Jaguars are 6-2. The Niners are the road favorite, -3. You got one of the bigger totals of the week, even though it's only 45.5, because totals are just, it's rare now to find a total over 45 with the way the league is playing and the awful quarterback play. So I would say 49ers-Jags, Joe, is where we got to start, no?
Yeah, it's there. It's AFC, NFC, right? And you have a team in the 49ers that have lost 3 straight. And I think the perception is, it's just a matter of time before they get it right. It's just a matter of time before they get back on their feet. They're going to be fine. It's the 49ers. It's CMC. It's Brock Purdy. It's Debo and Shanahan. And I understand that. But I think what people are discounting just a little bit is on the other side, you have a team that has won 5 straight, and they've won 5 straight against pretty good competition. They beat up on your Bills overseas. They beat New Orleans in their house, meaning New Orleans on the road. They beat the Colts, granted, but they dominated that ball game, and they have stepped up. And it's how they're winning ball games. They won in Pittsburgh as a slight favorite in terms of that ball game. But they're running the football. They play very good defense. They're very good against the run, and they're opportunistic. And I sort of equate them to the way Joe Burrow was with Cincinnati, when they made the run to the Super Bowl. That everybody just discounted them week after week after week, and all they did was win. And I'm going with that. The fact that they're at home, I think they're going to win this ball game. That's the way I see it. I'm just not sold on Purdy. And the bullseye's on his back now. Make no mistake about it. This team loses this game, everything shifts.
Everything shifts. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We'll come back. More to do on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Look out. Carver and Lisi. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard. All right, Joe, so I'm with you, I think, on the Jags. I think they're getting a little disrespected at home with this number. I get it, though. It's the great 49ers, so, and everybody's going to the window with them, too, Joe.
Now let me ask you this, because that's what I wanted to get your take. If they do lose, everything flops from the market, odds markets, right? I mean, you can't then, if they have lost four straight, especially coming out of a bye, you can't then have the 49ers ahead of the Cowboys and anybody else.
Close. Cowboys, they'll stay ahead of.
You're going to have them
maybe
still
a couple
price
eight, maybe
best.
A couple of, in terms of the Super Bowl, you're saying?
No, the conference.
Yeah, they'd still be ahead of the Cowboys.
Oh, Carver, I don't know.
Well, there's two reasons why, Joe. Number one, they absolutely smoked them the one time that they played them. And number two, because of how things are set up, you know, even if the Cowboys potentially, let's just say, finish with a game better than the 49ers, that still means the Niners are probably playing a home game the first weekend because they won their division, and Cowboys are going to have to do it all on the road.
Would you put Detroit over San Francisco?
No.
Well, then they're just not. You wouldn't move their odds at all.
I would move their odds, but they would probably. What do they got them right now? Let's see.
260.
They're 260. The Eagles are 210. The Cowboys are 5. They'd probably slide them back to the 4s. Maybe.
Oh man, that's.
You see, bad. Maybe not, Joe. You see, even though like it's the NFC so weak, they're gonna be in the playoffs. They're going to be in the playoffs, Joe.
I don't know.
I think you're looking at a couple more weeks of losing before you find what you're looking for. Now.
So you think they have to lose 6 games for them to be moved off that perch?
I mean, they've lost 3 in a row. I mean, you start losing this week, it's 4. Next week, it's 5. I mean, you got them on some massive losing streak. Then, yeah, eventually they're going to plummet a little bit. But I don't think it's this week. I don't. Let's get through it first, Joe. I don't think, because you got to remember, Joe, if the books put them behind the Cowboys and or the Lions, everyone's going to run to the window to them. And the books aren't going to leave themselves open to getting smashed like that. Because they know in the playoffs it's a different story. As long as they're in, it's like why they're probably shaken with the amount of probably huge tickets people have on the Bengals now. You know, they had to drop the Bengals so far, and the Bengals are back, and they're going to be, you know, potentially very exposed on probably some big Bengal tickets. Mm-hmm. How about the Bengals, Joe? It looks like Chase is going to play. Higgins is out. Do you care?
Yeah,
do you
still, I think it's the defense that could. I mean, that defense is playing lights out. I told you, 3 straight games under 100 yards for Seattle, for San Fran, and your Bills.
Yep.
We know that Houston doesn't have a dominant rushing attack, but they're going to need it on the road to some capacity. And I still think the secondary could force Stroud to work down the field. I think the over comes in still. But I think it's Burrow, like, you know, winning by like 12 to 13 late. It might be a one-score game. They tack on one more in the fourth quarter and win by double digits. But I think Cincinnati's the side. And I like the over. Not one of my better picks.
I like the over, too, Joe. I like the over, too. I'm a little. Yeah, you know, they should cover. I didn't like it as much early in the week at 8. But under 7, I could probably get in on Cincinnati. Man, everybody's in on Cincinnati, though, Joe. Everybody's in on Cincinnati. They're a very, very big public play this week, Joe, especially with how good they've become. I see now, this is obviously one book, but I'm seeing 72 bets, percent of bets, 83% of the money, Bengals.
Okay.
And I saw the same thing at a... And one other book, too. Similar numbers. I like the over more than anything else, Joe. I don't think I want to be on a side.
All right.
The Browns head to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. Ravens beat them in Cleveland earlier in the year. That was the week, Joe, that DTR played, and it was not pretty. Lamar historically plays very well against Cleveland. -6.5 for the Ravens, who have, you know, they've smashed teams at home, Joe. There's no doubt about that. 38.5 is the total.
I have 5 picks for the best bets. This is on the list. I don't know if it's going to make it or not, but I like Cleveland.
You could still talk about it a little.
I think their defense could step up. Think about what happened with the DTR game the first time they played. He was ruled out with about 2 hours before kick. I think that affected the mindset. Obviously, DTR wasn't prepared. Not saying that he was going to step up and light the world on fire, but he did have 3 turnovers and interceptions. And I still got to believe that now I think Cleveland can run, and I think they can get this into an ugly game where they force Lamar into possible mistakes, but I think they're going to be within the number. I think they actually steal it. I like Cleveland plus the points.
Man, you think they could steal it, huh?
I do. Yeah.
How about that? Joe in on the Browns. Colts and the Patriots are going to play the early morning game in Frankfurt, Germany. Colts -1.5. 43.5 is the total. It's Colts or nothing for me here, Joe. I actually think that if you look at the Jonathan Taylor usage the past 2 weeks, It's ramping back up to 2 years ago levels, Joe. To the point where I think maybe we play some Jonathan Taylor stuff early morning in Frankfurt on Sunday.
I'm going the over, believe it or not. That, why is that total 43 when all of these other totals have been fairly low, right?
Right.
It makes no sense. I lean to the Colts, but I like the over. I think the perception, right? Miami, Jacksonville, Buffalo, all these games, Tennessee, Baltimore, they were all dead unders. And now this one is perceived as a dead under. I'm going to go over. I think I think New England could run on them. I think there's going to be some turnovers. And I like the over. If Belichick loses, does he get chopped?
No, absolutely not. No chance.
No shot?
I don't believe any of that nonsense. There is absolutely no shot. Did I say this to you the other day?
Yeah, you did. But I
there's no shot in the
no
middle
shot.
Of the season that Kraft
no
would chop him with what
it.
He's done for that franchise. Zero shot. Now, could they part ways in the offseason? Absolutely. In the middle of a season, he would never embarrass him like that, ever. I don't care if they don't like each other anymore, or they have differences now, or they have any of that. I do not see any way that Kraft would do that to Belichick. Anyway, I just don't, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. So the Titans, Joe, and we'll do the picks in the next segment. The Titans name Will Levis the starter going forward this week. He's played the last 2 games. Big performance in a win, and then played okay, but couldn't quite get it done in a loss on that Thursday night game against the Steelers. They're catching 1.5 in Tampa against the Bucs, who have lost 4 in a row after a good start to the year. This total's 38.5.
Yeah, I really like Tampa Bay. Couldn't make the card as well. I think there's no... It's back-to-back road games for Tennessee. That's number one. Number two,
with a little bit of an extra bye because they had like a little extra
rest.
I'm
just saying, it's right, but it's still.
I think that cancels it out. The back-to-back road games. I feel like that's all I'm saying.
I understand, but it's still a road environment for Will Levis. Basically, that's what it comes down to for me. He's still a rookie. He's going on the road. He's facing an above-average defense and secondary, and a defense that hasn't played all that bad. I mean, the defense really isn't the concern this year for Tampa Bay. It's been the lack of consistency in the rushing attack. I like Tampa here. The fact that they're playing at home, Baker, I think they can shut down Will Levis. I think they make them one-dimensional. I think they crushed them. I really do. I think they win this ballgame by 10 or more. I think this is a blowout special. How about that?
I don't know if the Bucs are capable of crushing anyone. You know?
They might not
like,
have to,
I think
like,
they can win this game, Joe. I think they can win this game because this is really... I know that division sucks, but this is about as desperate as it is for them. They really got to win this game.
Yeah, but I feel like they could win this game the way they beat New Orleans, 27-9. Didn't they win that game on the road earlier in the year?
Like that.
Something ugly like that. I just don't know if Will Levis. I don't have confidence in Tennessee's wide receivers. I don't have confidence that this team is just going to dial up 28
points. Felt like he got a little something
points.
With D-Hop, but.
Right.
I mean, but again, that was all in the first game. He had three touchdowns, and then he I don't think he broke 50 yards in the Steeler game. But I could see Tampa, Joe. I could. It's not going to make my card like it is yours, though. That's for
How
sure.
How do you know it's going to make mine? I said possibly.
You just said it might be on my card. I can tell you with authority it's not going to be on mine. So that's just me saying that, Joe. Speaking of the Steelers, they're home for the Packers this week.
Yeah.
Steelers minus 3, 38.5 is the total. Steelers have been good to me, Joe, but.
I like the pack here.
Yeah, it's such a bad offense.
I think there could be some points, but I like Green Bay. I like Green Bay. I think Jones and Dillon could be a factor. We know that Pittsburgh technically doesn't have a dominant rush defense. I know their secondary is a little bit weak as well. I think Jordan Love could have success. I think Pickett can too a little bit. I think, you know, the rushing attack of Pittsburgh potentially can you know, step up in this ball game. But I lean to the dog here. I just think, again, this is Green Bay sort of found their way. They lost some tough games. They lost. They were on a losing streak. They stepped up. And I just think this is an opportunity on the road. Not a lot is expected of them. And now you have a shot. And I'm buying in.
Yeah, I'm not. I think they suck.
Why?
I think they suck.
Suck how bad? How bad?
I think this is going to be a typical Steeler game. They're going to win some ugly game, and it's probably going to be a push. That would be my guess.
Okay. All right.
Again, I don't think the Steelers are capable of blowing anybody out. It's just not capable.
I mean they shut down the Rams last week, Green Bay.
Yeah, that's a little different, Joe. I mean, they basically had who played quarterback for the Rams Rippin. Last week?
Rippin.
Who was the running back last week?
Darrell Henderson.
I mean, it was a, you know, guys
Darryl
off the
Henderson
street
and
playing
Green
for the Rams. Yeah, that's.
We were,
that's
we
a tough
were
spot, Joe.
That Cleveland beat Arizona with Clayton Tune.
I didn't rave about anything.
I'm just saying, the people.
Speaking of Arizona, they'll get Kyler Murray back. With Atlanta in the house, and I believe Hit Burbell is going to be in the building for this.
Oh, is he?
I think Burbell? I think he told me last week he's driving.
Too many times. Where's Van Jefferson?
That's right, Jefferson!
Baby.
That's right. I'll be there. Let's go. On the Falcons sideline. Look for me, baby. I'll be there. Let's do it.
Take a ride. Check it out, Johnny. I'm going to be at the game. Dude, right, Matias? Dude, I'm going to be at the game.
Dude. Waking up at 6:30 a.m. tomorrow, taking that big six-hour drive to Phoenix. Let's go. UFC 295, I'm hosting a little watch party at DMB's. Let's do it. Meet you there, Joe.
A watch party? A watch party? We're going to have any eye candy over there or what?
Well, it's Phoenix, Joe. You know, there's always eye candy.
There you go. Atta boy.
All right, give me one pick for the UFC, Matthias. What do you got? Give me one pick for Saturday night.
Here's your pick. Co-main event. We're going with Sergey Pavlovich, a human tank. Don't get it twisted. You know, I'll give you one more because I love you, Carver. Alex Pereira, the main event. Knocked out Jerry Prochaska. There's another one. Follow me at Hip or Bell, and I'm going to post all my picks tomorrow, every single one. No soft spots.
No soft spots. You like that?
You have any dogs on that list, Matthias? Any dogs?
I do. I do have a dog I'm going to flirt with a little bit. And that's the Steamroller, Matt Frivola. I think that price is a little too inflated at plus 180 against Benoit Saint-Denis. Frivola knocks out guys, and Saint-Denis comes at you with his hands down. And you know what? He has three TKOs in similar fashion. You walk down with your hands down against the Steamroller, he's going to knock you out. So I have a feeling he might do that tomorrow. And here's another one for you, Joe. I'm going to play with Tabitha Ritchie, the Shark Girl, plus 150 tomorrow against Godinez, the Mexican. I think Tabitha gets the job done. She gets better every single fight. But I'm going to flirt with those two dogs tomorrow. It's going to be a fun card. Let's go.
There it is. Hit per bell. Go listen to the podcast. It'll break down all the fights for you right there. So get involved, Joe. That's what they say. Lions are in. I'm sorry. I skipped over the Falcon Cardinal game because we got the Matthias UFC picks in there. Falcons minus 1.5. Kyler Murray's back for Arizona. 43.5 total. Did you watch the 5.5 minute lesson from Arthur Smith this week about why he doesn't give Bijan Robinson the ball inside the five? Did you watch that,
Joe? No, what did he say? What did he say?
I mean, honestly, I forgot what he was talking about.
Tyler Algier.
Well, that was on Monday. He said Algier's one of the best short yardage backs in the NFL. And then Wednesday he was asked why Bijan Robinson doesn't work, and he just kept talking and talking and talking for about 5.5 minutes. It was very tough. The bottom line is, he doesn't plan on giving him the ball, Joe. That's what it came down to. So it's,
is that what he said?
I mean, he didn't straight out say that, but you have to decipher everything that was going on, and I think that's what he meant. It was tough to take. I'm not going to lie. I'm on the Falcons, Joe.
Begrudgingly, I'm on the Falcons. I don't love it. I'm on the under.
You want to go?
I'm worried about it, Mike.
I understand.
I don't. You know, you say they're going to get after Kyler, but I'm telling you what, they lost Grady Jarrett on that defensive line, and there has been no push. There's been no push from the center. There's been
absolutely no.
I'm telling you, Joe, there's been no quarterback pressure. We lost Grady Jarrett on that defensive line, and it's been a mess down there. I'm telling you right now. And rumor on the street has it, boys, that James Conner might be coming back for this game as well, pending the warm up.
That's it. Atlanta's going to lose. Now
I'm
know.
I'm fearful, guys. I feel the energy over there in Phoenix right now, and I'm in California still.
All right. You see, this is when you know that this might make the card. Atlanta minus 1.5. Atlanta fans now are nervous. What a quarterback that hasn't played in a year. Okay. We saw about Deshaun Watson coming back. He looked like he needed a little WD-40. He was so rusty. Are we serious now? Come on. I'm taking Atlanta. Give me Heineken Light.
Joe, I'd
Heineken
be more confident
Light.
If we had a pass rush. If we had any sort of pass rush right now, I'd say, yeah, take the Falcons.
Either
but you've got all day to throw, Joe. You've got all day to throw.
Matthias, you told me they were blue collar. Your coach is gutless, and he shaved his mustache. Okay? That's the bottom line. He doesn't know his ass from his elbow. That being said, I still think Atlanta's the side because you got a quarterback that is coming back for the first time in the year. And you know what? The quarterback to wide receiver relationship is going to be disrupted. I said it. Atlanta dominates.
Wow. I don't know about dominates. I don't think any Atlanta game ends in domination, but
let's go!
I think they'll probably sweat it, but I think Atlanta's going to win. All right, we'll come back with the picks. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah! And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Good to have you with us. All right, Joe. It is time for the Week 10 Carver and Lisi NFL selections. So both of us were 2-2 last week.
Right.
Both of us are 20-15-1
dominant
on the year.
Dominant short material.
Halfway through, very good. And if you know, you double that up, Joe, we get to the rest of the year. You know, if we're both, you know, 10 games over or so at the end, we'll be very happy, that's for sure. So yeah, 20-15-1 for both of us, neck and neck as we hit double digits, week number 10. Take us out, Joe. What do you got?
Yeah, I feel very good about this slate. Let's ride, baby. Here we go. We're going to Duval County. I know it's Brock Purdy. I know it's the great Kyle Shanahan. But guess what? You got a team that's coming off a bye that has played as well as anybody in the AFC and NFC. Give me a little Travis Etienne. Give me a little Tank Bigsby. I'll take a little Christian Kirk and sprinkle in a little Calvin Ridley. I'm taking the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Cinderella shoe, slipper, whatever. He's turning it into a pumpkin, Brock Purdy. Jacksonville, outright, in Duval County.
Duval County. All right, Joe. Where do I want to start? You know what? Let's start with this game, since it's not going to be very competitive. It's very rare you see spreads of 17.5, Joe. We have that this week with the Giants and the Cowboys. Good thing for me is I'm not going to get involved with that 17.5. I am going to get involved with the total, though. Two reasons here, Joe. One, I don't think the Giants are going to score any points with Tommy DeVito at quarterback. Two, I think the Giant defense has played really good the last 5 weeks. I mean, really good. I think the Giants defense has stepped up. I think that last week I kind of throw out. I think the whole team got shell-shocked with Jones being back for a quarter and getting hurt, and they had to put the kid back in. I think the defense is going to refocus this week, know that it's back on them. Doesn't mean they're going to win the game. They're not going to beat Dallas. In fact, they probably won't even cover the 17.5. But I'm pretty confident, Joe, in staying under the 39.5. Under 39.5 Giants-Dallas for me.
I'm going out to Tampa Bay, baby. A little Baker Mayfield, a little Mike Evans, they put up a 38 spot. Wasn't enough as they got clipped by C.J. Stroud. But that offense was humming. They were throwing. They were matriculating right down the field. Rashad White got involved in the rushing attack. He could also catch it. Will Levis is on the road. That's enough for me. They're going to hit him over the face with a shovel. I don't like the rookie on the road, okay? We've seen him on the road. On the road in Neyland Stadium, 98 yards and 3 interceptions, no tutties. Give me Tampa Bay, above average defense. Baker's the more experienced quarterback, and I think they need this more than anything. They win it by at least 7 to 10 points, at least. Tampa Bay laying the 1.5 against the Titans.
Wow, how about that? All right, Joe. I'm going to go to Minnesota. Didn't talk about this game yet. The Saints in to face the Vikings. I loved what Josh Dobbs did last week for the Vikings, Joe. I know it was against Matthias's Falcons. But I think this Viking team's got a little something cooking. Now you got a whole week of him actually learning the playbook from Kevin O'Connell. I think their defense has stepped up the last few weeks. The Saints have found a little something, too, lately. But I'm going to go with the home dog here. I'm going to take the Vikings plus the 3. I think they're going to win this game. It's going to be tight. It's going to be down in the end. It's probably going to have whoever's got the ball last in a close, slow-scoring game. But I'm taking Dobbs and the 3 at home with the Vikings.
All right. going out to Baltimore. Good old Baltimore. We know Lamar's hitting on all cylinders, baby. Can't lose. They can't lose. It's the Ravens. Best team in the AFC. Ravens, number one seed. Lamar, yeah, it doesn't matter who's out there. John Harbaugh. Oh, guess what? I like blue collar. And don't listen to Carver. I'm more blue collar than you think. Okay? I don't wear a scarf with the suit. All right? I don't have the manicure on the fingernails. I got calluses. I work out at 10 o'clock at night. Give me blue collar. That's all Cleveland. Dog pound is going to be barking. Ruh, ruh, ruh. Those dogs are going on the road. They're going to knock down Lamar Jackson. Why? Because they're physical. They can run it. They can stop the run. And more importantly, that secondary still only giving up 173 yards per game. Cleveland outright, outright over Baltimore. Outright.
Well, plus 6.5 for what we do here. So Cleveland. Cleveland plus the 6.5 there for Joe. All right, next for me. Sunday Night Football. Jets and the Raiders this week. Jets coming off a loss on Monday night at home where their offense looked absolutely pathetic. Raiders, very inspired win over the Giants. They're all smoking cigars in the locker room after the game. Things have loosened up there in Vegas, Joe, now with McDaniel out the door. And I think they can ride that for at least another week, especially with a bad Jet offense coming in. And I noticed something, Joe. I said it to you this week. Something I saw last year is starting to creep in with the Jets defense. As good as they are, I think that they start to crumble and let down when their offense gives them absolutely nothing back. And you saw missed tackles that you usually don't see. You saw Eckler running over guys. You saw Everett running over guys. I think all it's going to take is a couple Max Crosby, maybe strip sacks in the first half. And I could see the Jet defense fold up shop also. Raiders, Joe, plus the one. They'll win this football game at home Sunday night against the Jets.
I like it. I'm with you. It's not making the card, but I'm with you. Give that man a cigar. You want to take a shot on what movie that is? I'll give you one guess. Give that man a cigar.
I'm not in that mode right now, Joe. I'm sorry.
First Blood, when they blow up.
First Blood,
gate.
There you go. Seagull.
All right, ready? I've been hot with the totals, and this total screams in the 50s to me. This could make a best bet for pro football today. You're going to have to watch. I think Jordan Love, I think Kenny Pickett are going to be in a shootout. I think both teams can run it.
Wow.
I think they can throw it. The 38.5 doesn't scare me one bit. This game is going to be over by halftime. Over by halftime. We're going up, up, and away. Take off, baby. Take me higher. Green Bay and Pittsburgh over the 38.5. Crypto total of the weekend.
Wow. Crypto total of the weekend. For Joe with the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. God bless them. All right, last one for me, Joe. We go to SoFi in Los Angeles. Chargers and the Lions. Chargers coming off a Monday night game in New York, so short week across the country. Lions coming off a bye. Haven't played in a while, lots of extra rest. I think that's one thing to play into the Lions' hands. I think another thing to play into their hands is the last time they went on the road, they got absolutely punked in Baltimore by the Ravens. And if there's anything we already know about Dan Campbell, Joe, he ain't going to let that happen again. And I bet you that's all he's talked about for the last couple weeks, is the next time we go on the road, we're going to play blue-collar, disciplined football. Here's a third thing I know, Joe. Goff and this Detroit offense, when they're inside, indoors on the carpet, they play great. Lions -3. I think they smoke the Chargers on Sunday, Joe. Smoke the Chargers. Big win for Campbell and the Lions.
I agree with you. I like the pick. I love the pick. We're recapping?
Yeah, recap it, Joe. What do you got?
Jacksonville plus the 3, Tampa Bay minus the 1.5, Cleveland plus the 6.5, over Green Bay, Pittsburgh, 38.5 crypto total.
I have the Lions minus 3, the Raiders plus 1, Vikings plus the 3, and the Giants and the Cowboys under 39.5. The Carver and Lisi week 10 NFL selections here on Sports Grid Radio. All right, Joe. I think we got them all in. I think the only games we didn't mention is Seattle and Washington.
Yeah, I don't like that game.
With Seattle now, it was 6.5 yesterday. It's 5.5 now.
This
with
is
a 44.5
like,
total. I kind of like Washington, Joe. I'm not going to lie.
This is a game, but because why? Here's the thing, though, Carver. We always talk about it, right? Seattle should smoke them because this is a game now where you think Washington's going to actually win, and they never do win in these spots. They probably get boat raced by Seattle. Last week, people thought New England would step up. They win outright. It's just how they, 2 weeks ago, they're laying 3 against the Giants. You think they're going to win, they lose outright. It's just the way they are. Every other week, you got to back them. So I would take Seattle here laying the big board. They probably get crushed.
You'd lay it with Seattle?
Yeah.
I don't know. These games with Washington are so weird, Joe.
Look at this spread.
So
every other
weird.
Week they cover. They cover every
other
week. I know.
They cover lots of games. You think we get points in this game? You think we get some points?
No, I can't. I got screwed with the total last week with Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Mac Jones, I needed 2 yards for over his total. And then to kick the field goal, I won a huge parlay. And the kid, it fell off his hands.
Who do you like in the Viking Saint game?
Vikes.
You like the Vikes too? Okay.
Yeah. Can we get over in that game? I mean, I don't know about the Saints.
I kind of think we do. I feel like you maybe could get it. You don't like Evan pumping up Taysom Hill.
I don't have confidence in Dennis Allen on the road. That's the problem.
Mm.
I have no confidence in him at all.
What do you like in the? And you said you like the Raiders too. You're with me on the Raiders.
I'm with you on the Raiders. Sunday Can we night. Get the over in that game? Can we get the over
wow.
there? Is that a Davante Adams game?
I don't know about that.
No.
I am a little nervous about the Raiders score. I think that I think we're going to need the defense to make some big plays like the Chargers
Max
did the other
Crosby.
Night. Yeah, I mean, look, you saw what Bosa did on Monday night, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Max. I don't want to hear it, but I heard he's banged up. He ain't banged up. That dude's playing. You don't got to worry about that guy. He'll be out there. Yeah. All right, Joe. Great job. We'll come back and wrap it up. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
Hey. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. When we get back together on Monday, Broncos and Bills is the Monday night game. Bills minus 7, 46.5 the total. Broncos off a bye.
Yeah, they're going to crush them.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's a little strong.
No. You thought your team was going to get blown out last week. I could say it. They are going to blow out Denver. Blow them out.
Yeah,
not even close.
I don't know about that.
They're going to win this by 17-plus. You wait and see.
From your lips to God's ears, I mean, I hope it happens. But I just don't have a lot of faith in it happening. Not with the way they've played. And the defense is so banged up. They're probably going to make Russ look like, you know, Joe Montana. I know you hate hearing that. I mean, you love whacking Russ. I mean, you love giving him the business. But I don't know, Joe. I wouldn't lay 7 with the Bills. I wouldn't lay a touchdown or more.
I would.
You sound like you're alternate. Alt. Alt.
I have no confidence in Sean Payton and Russ. I'm sorry. Gutless.
gutless, Joe says.
Gutless. This is a, you know what they call this? A dead cat bounce. You had a dead and buried team. You got a little dead bounce off of support. They dead cat bounce. You sell right into it. This is what this is. Dead cat bounce. Next leg of losses coming down.
Cat
look
bounce.
Out below, Sean. Look out below.
All right, Joe. Have a great weekend. Let's cash a lot of tickets. Great job by Matthias Perbell. Enjoy the game Sunday, Matthias. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.